today will surely bring its shares of doubts and concerns. So for now, let's pause for a moment of encouragement with Dr. Tony Hare of Tony Hare Ministries.
A few weeks ago, I offered to do something for someone and I was told, no, I'll be fine. It came to my attention there was a need and I wanted to meet that need. I had a conversation with the person and, you know, I had to ask the question, why did you tell me no? They responded, I didn't want to ask for help because I was ashamed. I reminded them that they didn't ask, I offered. We laughed and the need was met. How often do you go through your day knowing you need help and don't ask or request it? How often have you seen people go without because they didn't want to ask for help? Did you know that there are those who have been placed on this earth with the gift of helps? These individuals know their purpose in life is to help people. They have been placed here for that very purpose. The more they help, the more God places them over because He knows their heart and purpose. When Jesus came to the earth, He came to help us. What is it that you need help with today and will not ask? What is it that you know you need, but you're allowing your pride to get in the way of your need being met? What is it that you know you need help with? You have prayed about it, but you haven't taken the necessary steps to bring about a change. What is it that you know you need help with, but you are pretending everything is all good, then you go home to an undisciplined child, a sick parent, a yelling spouse, and past due bills? In Luke chapter 4, verses 38 through 39, it is written, Now he arose from the synagogue and entered Simon's house. But Simon's wife's mother was sick with a high fever, and they made a request of him concerning her. So he stood over her and rebuked the fever, and it left her. And immediately she arose and served them. What do you think would have happened if they hadn't made a request? Do you think it would have been a good visit? They made a request concerning her. They did not beat around the bush. When you need help, be clear and specific. They asked, expecting to receive from him. He did not put them off. He didn't tell them he had to go home and come back. He didn't say he could not help them. A request was made. He saw a need and tended to it. He stood face to face with the need and met it. Will you do the same today for someone? Will you stand face to face with their need and meet it? These are just a few words to encourage and remind you to keep the main thing the main thing.
Join us each weekday morning for Moment of Encouragement. Discover more when you download the free Tony Hare Ministries app on your mobile device. Hear the latest message, start your personal Bible reading plan, customize your private journal, and much more. Download the free Tony Hare Ministries app today.